Top Defect Radio. Subversive music for dangerous times. Keep it locked as we tune into another edition of the Soundtrack of the Resistance with your host and producer, Skidmark Bob.
There I was completely wasting, out of work and down. All inside, it's so frustrating as I drift from town to town. Feel as though nobody cares if I live or die. So I might as well begin to put some action in my life. Breaking the law, breaking the law, oh, oh, breaking the law. For the golden future, I can't even start. I've had every promise broken, there's an anger in my heart. You don't know what it's like, you don't have a clue. If you did, you'll find yourself doing the same thing too. Breaking the law, breaking the law, oh, oh, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law, oh, oh, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law, oh, oh, breaking the law. Breaking the law.
I've been waiting for something to happen, for a week or a month or a year. With the blood in the ink of the headlines and the sound of the crowd in my ear. You might ask what it takes to remember, when you know that you've seen it before. Where a government lies to a people and a country is drifting to war. And does a shadow of the men who send the guns to the wars that are fought in places where the business interest runs. On the radio, talk shows, on the TV, you hear one thing again and again. How the USA stands for freedom, and we come to the aid of a friend. But who are the ones that we call our friends? These governments killing their own. Are the people who finally can't take anymore, and they pick up a gun or a brick or a stone, and their lives in the balance. There are people under fire, there are children at the cannons, there is blood on the wire. There's a shadow on the faces of the men who fanned the flames of the wars that I fought in places we can't even say the names. They sell us the president the same way they sell us our clothes and our cars. They sell us everything from youth to religion the same time they sell us our wars. I wanna know who the men in the shadows are. I wanna hear somebody asking them why. It can be counted on to tell us who our enemies are, but they're never the ones to fight or to die. And there are lives in the balance. There are people under fire. There are children at the cannons. There is blood on the wire. And there are lives in the balance. People under fire. Children at the cannons. There Here comes the helicopter, second time today. Everybody scatters and hopes it goes away. How many kids they've murdered, only God can say. If I had a rocket launcher, if I had a rocket launcher, if I had a rocket launcher, I'd make somebody pay. I don't believe in guarded borders, and I don't believe in hate. I don't believe in generals or their stinking torture states. And when I talk with the survivors of things too sickening to relate, if I had a rocket launcher, if I had a rocket launcher, I would retaliate. On the Rio La Cantum, 100,000 wait from starvation or some less humane fate. Cry for Guatemala with a corpse in every gate. If I had a rocket launcher, if I had a rocket launcher, I would not hesitate. recognize every voice. At least I've got to try. Every time I think about it, water rises to my eyes. Situation desperate. Echoes of the victim's cry. If I had a rocket launcher, if I had a rocket launcher, if I had a rocket launcher, some son of a bitch would die.
Is an island like the women who are surrounded by children in a car surrounded by cars. Or Manhattan was a project that projected the worst of mankind. First one and then the other has made its mark on my mind. It's 60 years later near the hypocenter of the A-bomb. I'm in the middle of Hiroshima watching a twisted old eucalyptus tree wave. One of the very few lives that survived and lives on, remembering the day it was suddenly thousands of degrees in the shade. And what all of nature gave birth to, terror took in a blinding ray, with the kind of pain it would take cancer so many years just to say. Old grow up gagged and blind. A man's world in your little girl's head. The voice of the great mother drown out in the constant honking, haunting the car crash up ahead. Oh, to grow up hypnotized and then try to shake yourself awake, 'cause you can sense what has been lost, 'cause you can sense what is at stake. Yes, so it took me a few years to catch on that those days I catch everyone's eye correspond with those nights of the month when the moon gleams like an egg in the sky. And men are using a sense they don't even know they have just to watch me walk by. And me, I'm supposed to be sensible, leave my animal outside to cry. But when all of nature conspires to make me her glorious whore, it's 'cause in my body I hold the secret recipe of precisely what life is for. And the patriarchy that looks to shame me for it is the same one making war. I've said too much already, but I'll tell you something more. To split yourself in two is just the most radical thing you can do. So girl, if that shit ain't up to you, then you simply are not free. 'Cause from the sunlight on my hair, to which eggs I grow to term, to the expression that I wear, all I really own is me. Yes, to split yourself in two is just the most radical thing you can do. God has forbid that little Adam should grow so jealous of Eve. And in the face of the great farce of the nuclear age, feminism ain't about equality, it's about reprieve.
Pop Defect Radio. Subversive music for dangerous times.
I saw the pictures from the prison in Iraq. The man on the box with his hands on the wires and his head in a sack. The man in the hallway with his neck tied to a leash line. Cigarette grins at the soldiers given at the high sign. Well, I wish I could believe it when they said it was an aberration. Just a few bad apples in an otherwise smooth operation. But there's just too many cracks in that tired old ruse. And now everybody gets to see Uncle Sam's got blood all over his brand new shoes. His brand new shoes, and there's something about us that we don't want to have to face. There's a killer instinct deep in this American race. And just ask anyone who's been on the other end of that leash, and they'll tell you. Selective memory loss is like a panacea. Big city cops took an immigrant man named Abner Louima, and they brought him downtown and they sodomized him with a toilet plunger. Never would have known, but somebody talked and the story came out from under. Now I know what you're thinking, cops ain't soldiers, but sometimes the line gets blurred, and they've been scratching each other's back for a while now, I've heard. When there's a war around the world, you know that there's a war at home. And they will do whatever they want to you when they get you alone. Get you alone, and there's something about us that we don't want to have to face. And there's a killer instinct deep in this American race. Just ask anyone who's been on the other end of that leash, and they'll tell you. You wanna really understand it, you gotta go back a ways. Back to the founding mythologies of what they call the good old days. The Indian Wars and the Wild West, and guns in everybody's hand. The violence was good then, it gave us a motherland. Now sometimes things got out of control, and they crossed that unspeakable line. Cutting off body parts and wearing them around, I guess soldiers just do that sometimes. We use your imagination. You know that they were feeling good. You know they would have taken pictures if they could. Is there something about us that we don't want to have to face? Yeah, there's a killer instinct deep in this American race. Just ask anyone who's been on the other end of that leash, and they'll tell you. Prison right now, and pretty soon we're gonna have more. And I shudder to think about what I've heard goes on behind those doors. It's just the worst kind of sex and violence, and we know that's a fact. But nobody seems to care about it too much until it shows up in Iraq, and I guess that's the problem. We don't seem to be able to make a connection. We think we're some kind of chosen people, waiting for a resurrection, but our savior is a con man, and he's looking out for number one. He'll give you $24 worth of junk jewelry and take it back at the point of a gun. At the point of a gun, and there's something about us that we don't want to have to face. And there's a killer instinct deep in this American race. Just ask anyone who's been on the other end of that leash, and they'll tell you. Cause there's something about us that we don't want to have to face. And there's a killer instinct deep in this American race. Just ask anyone who's been on the other end of that leash, and they'll tell you. Cause there's something about us.
Walk along the railroad tracks, going someplace and there's no going back. Highway patrol choppers coming up over the ridge. Hot soup on a campfire under the bridge. Shuttle line stretching round the corner. Welcome to the new world. Family sleeping in the cars in the southwest. No home, no job, no peace, no rest. The highway is alive tonight, but nobody's kidding nobody about where it goes. I'm sitting down here in the campfire light, searching for the ghost of Tom Joad. Pulls a prayer book out of his sleeping bag. Angel lights up a button and takes a crack. Waiting for when the last shall be first and the first shall be last. In a cardboard box with the underpass. Got a one-way ticket to the promised land. Got a hole in your belly and a gun in your hand. Sleeping on a pillow of solid rock. Bathing in the city's aqueduct. Well, the highway is alive tonight. Where it's headed, everybody knows. I'm sitting down here in the campfire light. Waiting on the ghost of Tom Joad. There's a cow beating a guy. Wherever a hungry newborn baby cries. Where there's a fight against the blood and hatred in the air. Look for me, mom, I'll be there. Wherever somebody's struggling for a place to stand. Or a decent job or a helping. Somebody's struggling to be free. Look in their eyes, mom, you should be. But the highway is alive tonight. Nobody's kidding nobody about where it goes. I'm sitting down here in the campfire light. With the ghost of old Tom Joad.
You've been listening to another edition of Pop Defect Radio, the soundtrack of the resistance. I'm your host and producer, Skidmark Bob. We just heard from Junip with The Ghost of Tom Joad. We also heard Jim Page with Something About Us, Ani DeFranco with Reprieve off her latest release, Bruce Coburn with If I Had a Rocket Launcher acoustic, and Jackson Brown with Lives in the Balance acoustic live version of that. At the top of the set, we heard from Hell Songs with, of course, Judas Priest cover, Breaking the Law. For more artist information, as well as archive shows, please visit the Pop Defect Radio blog at popdefectradio.blogspot.com. We're going to end the program with a track from Pierce Woodward off his Blow Them Away album, a track called Palestine Hotel. Once again, thank you for listening to Pop Defect Radio, subversive music for dangerous times.
From the Palestine Hotel in the streets below, a deadly silence fell as a tank trained its turret on the Palestine Hotel. April was the month, early in the day. He battles on for Baghdad in the American way. Mortars to the east, snipers to the west, Yankees in their tanks, under fire, under stress. When a call comes on the radio, says a spotter has been spotted in a distant window. Captain wastes no time, takes aim at the spot, fires at the balcony on the 15th floor. Never did he see, or claims that he did not, the tripods and cameras outside the other doors. Reporters were appalled by the murder of their king. A Spaniard and Ukrainian won't hold a camera again. Turning hostile fire, but why would you believe the world's most proven liar? And witnesses agree there had been a quiet spell. And if you can't spot binoculars, can't you read the word hotel? The investigation's over, conclusion's plain to see. Either you're in bed with the army or you're with the enemy. Either you tell the stories they want you to tell, chances in the Palestine Hotel. Everybody knew it wasn't hard to tell whose binoculars were peering from the Palestine Hotel. In the streets below, deadly silence fell as a tank trained its turret on the Palestine Hotel. Thank you.